Are you actively building community on your blog? Hi, this is Denise Wakeman, your online visibility mentor. You can find me on the web at denisewakeman.com. I'm going to talk a little bit about building community on your blog. I'd like to start with a quote by Rollo May. Quote, "Communication leads to community, that is, to understanding, intimacy, and mutual valuing." Blog community has been on my mind as I developed a webinar for Social Media Biz School, and on the same day as the webinar, read a fabulous post by Marcus Sheridan, aka the Sales Lion, about using blog comments to build community. Initially, I think most bloggers don't consider the value of community building. They're focused on their editorial calendar, the look and feel of their site, developing content, and getting it distributed on their social outposts. Then the reality sets in. Is anybody reading my posts? Begins to creep into your thinking. Am I writing to myself? Does anyone care what I have to say? Enter community. Community may not be part of the strategic plan for your blog, and that's okay. And it's important to know the goal and purpose of your content and site so you can make that decision. But let's say you do want to build an engaged, vibrant community of 1,000 fans, a la Kevin Kelly. Kevin Kelly says, a creator, such as an artist, musician, photographer, craftsperson, performer, animator, designer, video maker, or author, in other words, anyone producing works of art, needs to acquire only 1,000 true fans to make a living. To carry through Kevin Kelly's example, if each fan spends $100 per year on your products and services, and you have 1,000 true fans, you will have a nice six-figure income of $100,000. So the question then becomes, how do you build a community of fans? So here's six tips for building community on your blog. One, comments. The obvious place to start. Take full advantage of this powerful blog feature. How do you encourage more comments? Ask questions at the end of your post. Interact with your readers by acknowledging their comments. Answer questions that arise in the comments. Set the tone you want and moderate comments if you're getting a lot of spam. Go one step further and check out your readers' blogs and comment on their posts. Be positive, encouraging, and above all, grateful for the time your reader took to share his or her time and thoughts with you. Number two, make it all about your reader. Remember, no one cares that you're an expert. Most everyone wants to know how you can solve their problems. So focus on what your reader wants. Comments and feedback will give you a lot of clues. Answer reader questions. Post a form on your site soliciting questions. Post questions for discussion. You can check out Michael Martin at remarkablogger.com, who does this very well. Put the spotlight on your readers by doing a shout out in a post or featuring their questions and comments. Give your readers center stage. Profile active commenters in your posts once in a while. Create a weekly roundup of featuring links to your readers' content, and check out Fetching Friday resources mashups on kikolani.com for a great example. Number three, make your content interactive. Everyone loves to share their opinion, so create polls with polldaddy.com or vizu.com. Create a quiz, have contests and competitions. Number four, solicit guest posts and invite your audience to contribute content, like articles, tutorials. Gather a selection of tips on a subject. For example, I did four posts on list building tips that featured 21 contributors. Or post images and request suggestions for captions. That's always fun. Number five, create action steps. While it's nice to express your opinion on what and why your reader should do something, giving them specific action steps so they can immediately implement your advice